This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been an interesting 24 hours in the life cycle of the relationship between President-elect Trump and the media. There was a frank and candid, we are told, off-the-record conversation yesterday between television news channels and Mr. Trump. Today, an on-the-record conversation at the New York Times. And last night, in between, a YouTube video in which Mr. Trump reaffirmed his promise to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal the Obama administration's been working on. Harkening back to our coverage immediately after the election, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on what happens next with the TPP and trade.
In a 2.5-minute scripted video, President-elect Trump called the Trans-Pacific Partnership a potential disaster for our country.
Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
That won't be easy. The TPP between the U.S., Australia, Japan, and 9 other countries took the better part of a decade to negotiate. Nate Olson with the Stimson Center, a nonpartisan think tank, says sheer force of personality won't bend those countries to U.S. desires.
Unfortunately, global trade cannot be handled one boardroom showdown at a time.
Meanwhile, China has been working on its own trade pact with many of the same partners. Finance professor Jeffrey Bergstrand at Notre Dame says that deal lacks many of the intellectual property and workers' rights in the TPP.
And in the absence of TPP, that will become a major agreement that will dominate and set the rules for international trade in the Asian Pacific Rim and leave the United States out of that.
That will make it harder for U.S. businesses to compete, he says. But Dean Baker with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says trade will not grind to a halt. The U.S. already has trade agreements with 6 of the 11 countries.
We're going to still trade with Mexico and Canada, just as we did before with Australia. And we have massive trade with Japan. I mean, that's not going to stop.
What's not clear, he says, is just how Trump plans to bring back American jobs in new trade deals. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.